Welcome to New Every Day. This week, we're talking about seven traits of the Holy Spirit, but we're not covering all seven. We're just doing the first one, and we're going to be covering it from a devotional within the YouVersion Bible app. We're going to be talking about it in just a few minutes. Stick around.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Every Day. I'm Jeff Weston.
I'm Lawrence Cruz.
So glad to have you here with us. If you're just checking out New Every Day for the first time, we are in our fourth season. We've been doing this show for quite a long while now. I think we've been on it now about 3-4 months. And every week we seem to be coming up with these great topics that just push the bar a little bit higher. And this week we're going to be taking it to the next level. We're talking about the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's a good subject.
It is. But for some people, the whole idea of the Holy Spirit is foreign to them. Because there are certain types of denominations that may not recognize the Holy Spirit. And so if you do come from one of those denominations, listen with an open mind. This is all biblical, scripture-based teaching. And we might press you and challenge you a little bit. And if this is common to you, then learn, grow, enjoy it.
Absolutely.
We're going to be unpacking some pretty big stuff that is life-changing.
Certainly life-changing. Nothing in the kingdom of God can ever happen without the person of the Holy Spirit at work. So it's true. There are some people who perhaps would, you know, maybe not talk about the Holy Spirit at all. And yet, I think most of us, I think we're going to find, are just going to identify with what the pages of the Bible teach us flat out about who this third person of the Holy Trinity is.
Right.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit. And so I would agree that we were talking earlier, Jeff, that some people are a little maybe spooked out about this Holy Spirit, especially if they've heard another translation of the Bible refer to him as the Holy Ghost. Ooh, not the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I just imagine putting myself into the shoes of someone who's never been inside a church, and I'm thrilled. I meet people every day who don't go to church and have no understanding whatsoever about what I believe is eternal life, and my entire eternity rests in what I believe here. And they're loving, great people who don't have any clue at all. If I put myself in their shoes and talked about a ghost living inside of me.
That's something out of like a Halloween movie.
Yeah, it's almost like, my goodness, where is it you say you go every right, Sunday morning? Exactly. And how many people are there? And,
right.
Right? It's that sort of thing. And of course, I mean, if we're in the church, we hear about in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, what a beautiful blessing. It seems to be easy for us to understand, but who is the Holy Spirit, right? What does he do? Why do we even talk about him? Why is he mentioned in the Bible? We've got some great weeks ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be taking the next 7 weeks to unpack this entire topic about the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. And we're pulling, I mean, there's always an element in just about any lesson of going, oh, I've heard that from somewhere. And maybe you've got the Bible app from YouVersion. And so we are actually pulling from one of those devotionals.
Right here on the cell phone. That's right.
Yeah.
It's called The Seven Roles of the Holy Spirit. It's a devotional from the YouVersion app. Jeff and I would love nothing more for you to go to the app. And you can read. We make no apologies. We're giving all full credit to this app that's leading us through the next 7 weeks about understanding who the Holy Spirit is, what he does, how we can get to know him. And we would encourage you to read along with us and or read ahead. You can send in your comments, your questions, maybe great ideas, any, all of the above.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it's going to be a great 7 weeks together.
I'm looking forward to it.
So maybe we can dive in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Week number one, and the Holy Spirit is our regenerator. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start reading from the app, and there's never any problem with us talking about it. And again, we welcome your thoughts and your comments. But it says, meet the Holy Spirit. Okay, well, welcome. Hi, my name is Lawrence, and you are? I wonder what his voice would sound like.
I think it's a still small voice.
Yeah, still small voice. Yeah, I believe I've heard that voice. Meet the Holy Spirit who can do it all. Okay, even there. Stop right there. Jeff, is this true? Like, is the Holy Spirit someone who can do everything? Like, is this what we're learning here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you break down who the Holy Spirit is, he is part of the Trinity. He is that third part of who God is. You've got right. God the Father, God the Son being Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And when you look at the chronology of the Bible, it was God first there, then Jesus came, and then you've got the Holy Spirit who came in after Jesus to be that guide for us. And that's another topic we'll unpack later.
Sure.
But you know, sometimes the best way I've heard the Holy Spirit described is your conscience.
Mm.
You know, that little still small voice that speaks to you in those moments going, should I be doing that? Is there a better way around this?
Wow, yeah. You're taking me back to Bible college where we know in the last days, which are upon us, we know that biblically we're in the last days, even as far as the church beginning and Christ going to heaven. So that's been a 2,000-year journey, and many people I talk to seem to think that the temperature in the world is heating up. It's almost like, I think we're ready any time now.
I think so.
Come to the table, dinner is served.
That's right.
And there's a marriage supper of the Lamb that could be happening sooner than later. Wow, what does all that mean? I can only imagine an unchurched person saying, what are they talking about?
Exactly.
But this Holy Spirit is powerful. And yeah, he can do anything. And he's referred to, some people believe, as the restraining influence. Now, it doesn't mm-hmm. say that. Yeah, there is a restraining influence that you know, if God didn't have this restraining influence on earth right now, pardon the expression, but all hell would break loose in a way like we've never yet seen.
Sure, absolutely.
And I believe it's this same Holy Spirit who is even powerful enough to say, hey, you know, evil, I know you're willing to do a bad job here and make things horrible, but enough.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop you right there. And that's the kind of power we're talking about in this person called the Holy Spirit.
Which I think is, from a human perspective, that's hard to wrap your mind around. Because we see the world in the physical. We see it in the day-to-day, tangible life that we have. Mm. And to imagine that there's an entire spiritual world going on around us where there is those daily battles and the Holy Spirit is the one, you know, keeping it at bay, gives a very different focus on how you go about your day. Because it's like, yeah, there's a lot happening around me that I can't see and I may not even understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening. It's mm-hmm. there. You know, I think of, you know, one of the bands I was listening to as a young teenager was DC Talk. And they had a...
Yo. So, just a second.
That's right.
Sorry.
But one of their songs, and I don't remember what it is, there was a clip from somebody speaking that talks about the Holy Spirit, and he says, he's like the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the effects of the wind.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is very much the same way in the spiritual realm. And there's times where he's working his deal, and we can feel things happening.
Absolutely. Oh, he's working his deal, and we can feel there's something going on here. So this Holy Spirit, God, who we revere, who we are seeking to honor, especially in these next 7 episodes, he has limitless power. We believe that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who was there at the beginning, brooding over the earth, hovering over the waters, at the birth of everything that we know, terra firma. He's this restraining influence at the end of all time. He's the God with limitless power, and I love this, Jeff, who's willing to come and live inside of frail human me.
Right.
How amazing. How wonderful, as the songwriter said, right? How marvelous. Oh, is this God who comes to live with us?
And that is such an interesting thing to think about when you think that the Holy Spirit, who is all powerful, can do all things, dwells within us, is part of who we are. It's that fiber of our spiritual living.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that we are capable of tapping into that power to change the way our lives go. Now, that doesn't mean I want to win $1 million and then cha-ching, you get the winning lottery ticket. That's
right.
Not what I mean by change your life.
Not
but
at
it's
all.
It's the way that we live our lives. It's the challenges that we face and how we respond. That's when you really get to see the power of the Holy Spirit kick in, when we listen to that leading within our life.
Well, just the confidence, the confidence that rises up in me as I, with you real time, consider that this powerful God lives in us. He lives in me. And I mean, it's like, right. So of course I can do all things.
Right.
The Bible verse, through Christ who gives me strength. Yeah, like I can do all things through God, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit allowing us. What an incredible reality that such a powerful God is willing to take up residence, to live inside of me. But Paul the Apostle says, hey, don't you know that all of us, you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. What? He resides within those who say, God, please come into my life.
Right. And that a lot of that is because of the change that came through Christ. Prior to Christ, there was the tabernacle where the Spirit of God resided.
Right.
Christ came, changed that, no longer a need for the tabernacle. And because of accepting Christ, we now have that Holy Spirit within us,
mm-hmm.
guiding us, being a part of who we are and what we do.
He writes on our hearts. What is that all about? How about you artisans? Well, there's Dr. God at work, artist God at work, just writing his name, on our hearts, and and our name. He cherishes us. It's so good. Oh my goodness. See, this is the reality of what? This powerful God is able to come and live inside of me. But Jeff, there's a huge problem. On my own, without Christ, I am filled with rotten sin.
Right.
In fact, I can clean up good. I can mind my manners. I can watch my mouth and speak properly. But all of those good works, if you will, do nothing to take away how polluted my sinful nature is, no matter what.
That's right.
But this incredible God says he's willing to come in and live inside of me. So it's like we've got this perfect storm, right? This holy God, so perfect and without sin, coming to live inside of me. I mean, what is that all about? Except that he does a powerful work to change me from the inside out.
That's right.
Oh.
Now we've got to take a quick break, but we're going to continue to have this conversation and dive into that point with the theme of the Holy Spirit is our regenerator.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't go anywhere.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back to New Every Day. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the Holy Spirit, and we are breaking down the 7 traits of the Holy Spirit, which comes from a devotional within the YouVersion Bible app. So if you have that app, by all means, look up the devotional. The topic we're covering this week is the Holy Spirit is our regenerator. And just before the break, you were talking about how without the Holy Spirit, the core of who we are is rotten. It's that sinful nature.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we took a break. So let's pick off there.
Yeah, actually, thank you. Yeah, that's true. It's, wow, I mean, the Bible is very clear. It says in Romans that all of us have sinned. Mm-hmm. And I've never had one authentic conversation with anybody who ever denied that anyway. I think most people are pretty willing. You know, some people even pretty proud of it, you know.
That is true. That is true.
But at any rate, so, and it's not just our actions are sinful, but again, but our very nature is sinful. And the wonderful good news is that God says, I don't want anybody to have to stay that way.
Right.
And so Holy Spirit gets involved. And as Jeff had mentioned, in the seven roles of the Holy Spirit, we want to somehow say today that one of his roles is that he's a regenerator. He's the one who brings, here it is, new life. Mm. And Jeff, all of this, these are my words about me, all of the pollution inside of who I am as a person who is sinful to the core, independent of how my actions and how nice and kind I may choose to be, like my nature is still prone to just wander away from God and say, no, hit the road. I don't need you. Independent. God, buzz off. I'll do this on my own. Forget God. I'll be my own boss. And with all that pollution, he still, Holy Spirit comes and says, you know what? I don't want to leave you that way. I want to come in. But in order for me to come in and live inside of you, like I said I would, I have to do something. And that is, I have to regenerate you, Lawrence. What? And he comes in, Jeff, the role of the Spirit is that he comes in, the Bible says, and he makes us brand new. What? It's like I never, ever, ever had ever sinned again in my life. What? That's one of the roles of the Holy Spirit. You can tell I'm excited about who he is in our lives.
There's a whole lot of hope in that statement.
Oh, isn't there?
And the regret that is removed because of that, knowing that we are made new, is absolutely freeing. And so many people need that.
Mm.
We live in a fallen world.
Mm.
And when people don't have the Holy Spirit as a part of who they are, then you don't feel that release from the regret. You don't feel that renewing that comes with that. And it's hard to explain the emotion that comes with that redemption. But the best way I can think of would be to describe, you're sitting there in the, you know, the chamber about to be given the death penalty, and somebody goes, it's done. Your crime is wiped out. Like the relief you would feel, and that is on a daily basis what we can experience with the Holy Spirit through that regeneration.
Yeah, this is incredible. Okay, now I'm going, I'll tell you what, there's a few things I want to say to you. Interestingly enough, my own brother, when he was, I was 17, no, I was 15, he was 17. We were at a party one time with a youth group. And you know how that goes. We were going to church. Hey, this nice family invites everybody back to the house, and they just put on a spread. It's like everybody's racing to get there because they want the best food. And there's plenty for everybody. But you're young, and you know, you just got to eat, right?
That's
and get
right,
there
yeah.
first. We get to this party, and one girl shows up with a set of keys because she's won an award for the weekend. She's been so good at her work that the boss says, hey, way to go. I rented you a Corvette. Ooh. For the weekend.
Ooh.
Okay, so this young girl who maybe is 19 or 20 has the keys to a brand new Corvette and shows up and says to the youth group, hey, anybody want to take the car for a spin?
Oh, no.
So my brother, among many others, says, I do. I even said I do, but I didn't have my license. So they said, well, maybe that, then they ha, ha, ha. Anyway, so we cram into this car. It's a Corvette. There's four of us crammed in a Corvette in a two-seater. I'm in the back window with my friend, and my brother is booking it around. Well, guess what? he's going a little faster and a little faster and a little faster. And I mean, there is a law called gravity, and you might think that in a Corvette you can defy it, but you can't. Long story short, he wiped out. We wiped out. We spun through lawn after lawn after lawn, crash right into a tree. And I mean, there's just red coming down our faces, cuts and bruises. Thank God everybody walked away with just very, very minor physical, hurt. But a lot of panic and what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the point of all this story. The irony is that my brother, he rightfully got charged. And they were going to lay on a criminal charge, and they were in Canada here, and they reduced it to one that was non-criminal, but the highest they could give him before it would be a criminal charge. And he got charged. He lost his license for a period of time. He was filled with remorse, and he changed his ways because of it. So he was 17, and then about 3 years later, he wanted to become a police officer.
Okay.
And because he had this on his record, he wasn't allowed to even apply.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So you understand that? Now, guess where I'm going with this?
You went for a pardon?
He went and applied for what is called a pardon. The long story short is they said, sir, we've seen you. We recognize, or at least we're going to trust that this was a one-off and it's not really who you are. We'd like to give you this pardon, which is just like the accident never happened. He applied to the police force and he's ready to retire any day 30 years later.
Wow.
Jeff, this is what God, the regenerator, what the role of the Holy Spirit is, that you so rightly said it. He comes into our lives. He says, yeah, hey, I know you wiped out in a car. I know, Lawrence, you did this and you don't want anybody to know about it, and I'm not going to tell anybody, but I know, says the Lord. And how long is the list of sins we could, hey, I know you've done it, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write you a pardon. Just as though you had never sinned. Now, how does that truth make us feel?
Oh, like cloud nine.
Cloud nine. It's incredible. It's a role of God in the person of the Holy Spirit, who longs to come into your life as he has come into ours, and to make you brand new, as though you'd never had the accident. I mean, as though you've never, ever, ever sinned. And he regenerates. That's one of the chief roles of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, then he says, Holy God comes and lives within us. This powerful, all-knowing God comes and lives inside of you and me. Like, it's awesome.
It is. I'm sitting here going, what do I say now? Like, how do you top that? You can't.
No, it's good news, man. We say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We say, thank you, Lord. And it was John chapter 3, verse 5. And Jesus said to this man named Nicodemus, he was a leader, and he was curious, how can one get into the kingdom of God? I like who you are, Jesus. I want to spend more time with you. And then Jesus sets it straight. And he says, unless one is born of water, and here it is, and the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And true conversion is a most supernatural thing. God isn't looking to keep people out. He wants people in, but he makes it very clear. Unless the Holy Spirit comes in and makes us brand new, cleansing us of all of our sin, then God makes it very clear. I'm sorry. No, nothing sinful or unholy is coming anywhere near me or my kingdom.
That's right.
But we don't have to stay that way.
That's right. Hey,
we can call on his name. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Holy Spirit, he's our regenerator, Jeff. Praise God.
It. That's a great spot to end.
Wow.
And we've still got 6 more traits to go. I can't wait for next week. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a great series, friends. Again, we commend to you the Bible app called YouVersion. There's so many good things. Many of you are using it already. Maybe there's someone, a friend, who doesn't have it yet. We commend YouVersion Bible app. Check out the 7 roles of the Holy Spirit. You can follow along with us.
That's right. We're going to go into trait number 2 next week. But in the meantime, you have a wonderful week. Be blessed. And we'll see you next
week. God bless you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.